Time to answer another question that's come in for Dr. Sean Riley and the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, it's summertime, which of course for many people means vacation, but that can also mean long hours sitting in a car or a plane. Let's talk about some useful tips for summer travel.
Sure. Yeah. Hopefully everyone is enjoying their summertime and fortunate enough to get out on a vacation or two. The first thing is just going to be common sense, which a lot of times when we're traveling with our families, it doesn't make any sense at all. So a lot of us that are going to be in the car for an extended periods, I first ergonomically make sure you're set up as well as your car will allow you to be. If you have a lumbar support, use that lumbar support. What that lumbar support is, its purpose is to provide bracing or support to the low back, and it'll keep you in a relatively neutral position. What happens when we don't have that, we start to slouch, okay? And when we start to slouch, we actually flex or bend through our lumbar spine or low back, and it creates a compressive load. And especially when you're in the car for 2 to 3 hours, just like if you're at your desk at the office, you really want to maintain that little bit of that arch in the small of your back, and that lumbar support will help you. Another tool that we use here in the clinic are these little beach balls that we give to patients. And what's great about the beach ball is that you can kind of, it's very specific to what your build is. And so some might need, more air than others. And it's a really simple trick that we use too. And they just stick that beach ball in the, in the small of their back. Second to that, you interrupt your sitting as much as you possibly can. And, I talk about that with folks who sit at a desk. The same goes, for those that truck drivers and vacationers that were in a car for an extended period of time. I recommend to get out of the car like every hour. And I know that's not reasonable for a lot of us, but getting out of the car and just moving around for 5 minutes interrupts that compressive load. And it also prompts your brain to get back into neutral posture. So I think those are two very important things. When we travel, we always pack a little cooler of water and some different things like that. I think staying hydrated is very important, obviously, in those types of things. And then if you have a spouse or some buddies or someone else in the car, if you can switch that up and, continue to move chairs or move seats, that helps you out a little bit. So, focus on your posture, get out and move around as much as you possibly can. Now, those of us that we're going to be flying and, going to the airport and those types of different things, it does create some other challenges because we're limited what we can take, when we travel. So I would just be very careful, obviously, first off, when you're moving your luggage around, try to utilize the wheels and the different, ergonomic setups that these suitcases have now. We get really one-sided, with a lot of these carry-on bags on one side. So it's important that you're just very careful about how much load you have in these bags. Try to switch them back and forth. And, the beach ball is a great tool to use on the plane as well to keep you in that neutral posture. And I think to have reasonable and realistic expectations, a lot of times I see patients that are like, I had a flight to Boston last week and I was really uncomfortable when I got there. But, a day or two into it, I was fine. It's just one of those things, we're not wired to do this. A lot of us aren't wired to do those types of things. So I think it's important to have reasonable expectations as well.
I have some experience with this. We're talking about driving long periods of time on my recent family vacation. Long period of time driving in the car, and I started to experience some neck pain and the back of my head, a little bit of a headache. And so I focused on that area. And so I thought, well, is it the headrest? Is it the way my seat is positioned? After a long period of time, I figured it out. It was the position of my armrest and where I was leaning. My back was sort of leaning in a certain direction, and that was causing the pain. So it can be many, many different ways that you're sitting in that car. You just don't even realize.
Sure, and that's a very good point. We talk about positional release a lot in here. And, if you just are more aware and conscious of what position you're in, you can typically remedy the situation yourself just by changing the type of position you're in. And then something else, I talked to a lot of my patients about before they go on trips is I try to give them a few stretches, some other type things to work on. So in the evenings in a hotel room or once they get to where they're going, some things that they can get down and really focus on maybe stretching that mid back or working the upper traps out or your neck, some of those symptomatic areas that might have tightened up throughout travel. So I think obviously stretching, and if you're able to exercise when you're traveling, that's really good as well. Just get out and get on an elliptical, maybe walk, get on a treadmill, and I think that's going to help you out as well.
If you have a question you'd like to submit for Dr. Riley and his team, Just log on the website, TulsaSpineAndRehab.com, or give them a call, 918-743-3737.